and now on SaulWordsworth.com, Desert Island Discs. My castaway this week is unemployed baker, binge drinker, and local character, Alan.
Hello.
Alan has lived what he himself describes as a boring life. Nothing has happened, he says, and nothing ever will happen. For 15 years, Alan worked at Dough, a bakery close to his North London home. Life, he said, was tolerable, but going nowhere. Then 2 years ago, he lost his job, his wife left him, and his dog died, all in the same afternoon. He took to his bed, stopped washing and started drinking cider between meals. Today he claims to be in a constant bad mood. Most things get on my wick, he says, especially my neighbour, Saul Wordsworth. Alan, you paint a rather bleak picture of life. Would you say you were a happy person?
Oh, well, Kirsty, I think my one word answer is I don't know. I think that when I was in my heyday at Yeast, or was it Dough? God, it's so long ago now. I think that the minutes were passing quite quickly, and I think I would regard myself as a fairly chirpy character, gay in the old-fashioned sense. Now, my dear, dark times, really. Dark times. I wake up and I can't even see. Things are dark. They're that dark. But yeah, I mean, I'm fairly happy, really. Yeah.
Obviously, plenty for us to discuss. For now, could you give us your first piece of music, please, Alan?
Well, Kirsty, it's not actually a musical record. This one is a comedy tape from the 1950s, starring my own personal comic hero of the times, Johnny Gilesburg.
Hiya kids, it's Johnny Gilesburg here, and I'm sitting here with my favourite auntie, Joan Nude. Now Joan has got an amazing ability to fake a burp at the drop of a hat, haven't you Joan? See what I mean? See what I mean, ladies and gentlemen? She's a barrel of laughs. Now Joan, do us another one of them burps, will you? Was that a real one or not?
Not real.
She's right funny girl, isn't she, ladies and gentlemen? Joan, do us another. Well, Joan, was that real?
Fake.
Was it fake? Joan, can we have another one, please, Joanne? Joanne, that was a bit eggy, if you ask me. Was that real? Stop your laughing. Was it real? Was it real, Joanne? Oh, look at us, ladies and gentlemen. We're cracking up on stage, corpsing. Go on, give us one more, Joanie. Just a bit lengthy with a bit of cheese on end. Was that real?
Real.
Joanne, thanks very much, everyone. Hasn't she been a lovely guest, everyone? Ladies and gentlemen, Joanne Nude.
That was Johnny Gilesburg from the 1954 album Anyone But Me, Bob, Anyone But Me. Alan, I'd like, if I may, just to go back and understand better the circumstances of you losing your job. What happened, Alan?
Well, I mean, it really happened, Kirsty, in a flash. One minute I had a job, and then 2 years later, it slipped through my fingers, which were probably covered in dough and flour at the time, if you want a mental image. It's very hard for me to talk about it, and so for that reason, I don't think our time is best served me doing so. I think that the Radio 4 listeners have probably heard enough about this story in the past. Suffice to say that I should suggest that they all get hold of a copy of my autobiography, Alan, The Life and Times of My Life. Otherwise, it goes without saying that these times were dark. They were very black. And I hope that doesn't sound racist.
Alan, so much to get through, not least your friendship or otherwise with your neighbour Saul Wordsworth. But for now, could you please give us your next piece of music?
This next track, Kirsty, sums up what it's like to fall in love and is based on my experience of meeting my wife, my ex-wife Sandra, at the bus stop for the 102 in 1974. It's just such a shame she turned out to be such a complete bitch. But this is Stephan Dennis, and Doesn't It Make You Feel Good? Holding you tight. Don't you feel at this moment? Go lost through the night. Feeling your heart beating close to come on, Kirsty, dance. Even closer together when we're that's alive. It. Nothing else matters, it's true. You loving me and then me loving you doesn't make you feel good. Doesn't make you feel good. It makes you feel good when you find somebody to love. Yes, it does, Stephan. Yes, it does.
That was Stephan Dennis from Neighbours with Don't It Make You Feel Good. Now, before we get on to your friend and nemesis, Saul Wordsworth, I'd like, if possible, to discuss your early life and your parents. What were they like, Alan?
Well, they weren't anything like Alan. I think I'm regarded very much, certainly in the community, as a one-off. They were friendly, if a little difficult, particularly my father, who had Tourette's syndrome, which could lead to a considerable unpleasantness on his part. I think my first words learnt from him were "fucking cunt." And that was unfortunate, certainly when I went to school and I interacted with the other kids. I remember calling this big kid, Eli Crump, a fucking cunt. He hit me so far, I ended up in the playground of the adjacent school. And that's when I bruised my coccyx, which I'll tell you about another time. So my parents, you know, my mother was, of course, she had no legs and a tiny body, no arms, half a head, but she was a character, and when she laughed, when you got her to laugh, it was a sight to behold. It really was, the way she'd rock back and forward on her special chair. So, you know, my parents, they did their best with what they had, which was partial body parts and a warm sense of humour, the occasional personality disorder, but I know that they did their best with the tools that they had, principally Phillips.
Fascinating insights there from Alan, neighbour of Saul Wordsworth. You're listening to Desert Island Discs with me, Kirsty Young. Alan, what's the third track that you have for us today?
Well, Kirsty, I've always been a big fan of the Beatles, but that's not really relevant because this is Bob Dylan and Joan Baez with Blown Off in the Wind. One, a two, oh, two. How many roads must a man walk down before he can call him a man? And how many seas must a white dove sail before he is forever banned? How many something must something to your side before he is forever man? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
That was Bob Dylan, Feet, Joan Baez, with the 1963 hit Blowing in the Wind. Alan, we're nearly at the end of your Desert Island Discs, but before you go, I'd like to understand a bit more about your relationship with Saul Wordsworth. Do you like him?
Saul? He used to be all right in the late 90s and the early 80s, but, I mean, to be frank with you, he's turned into something of a cunt. You know, since he got his website and he started recording his podcasts, he had a couple of features in The Guardian, and now he strides around the local area wearing his cloth cap, betraying his distinctly middle-class roots. He's certainly been overdoing it on the facial hair in recent weeks. He's wearing what can only be described as an exotic cologne. And I wish him nothing but the worst, to be frank. He's never been very nice to me. He used to come round to see me when times were tougher. But now he's seen a modicum of success. He seemed to have forgotten the little people. Just because I'm 5'1", it doesn't mean I'm not important. So I hope he's going to take that on board. Because, Saul, if you're listening, I'm not a cunt. You are. Beautifully chosen words. What's your final disc, Alan?
Well, I think that being on a desert island will mean that I'll be missing people. I'll be missing, begrudgingly, people like Saul Wordsworth of the dot-com fame. Also my neighbours and a few of my former friends. So I'd like to be accompanied by the spoken word, which is why I've chosen a spoken piece. This is some poetry recited by the famous poet Helium Boy to the backdrop of John Cale's famous silent piece, 4 minutes 33.
I held a jewel on my fingers and went to sleep. The day was warm and winds were prosy. I said, "Tweetweet." I woke and chilled my honest fingers. The gem was gone, and now an amethyst remembrance is all I own. Thank you.
Alan, thank you for letting us hear your Desert Island Discs.
A great pleasure, Kirsty. Thanks for having me on the show. Goodbye.